allowing ourselves to become fully present, feeling the breath coming into our nostrils, swirling around our heads and arms and torsos, down through our trunks, our pelvises, our legs, exhaling out the bottoms of our feet, if we choose. Allowing ourselves to become aware of our full body systems, the places that are tense, the places maybe we can't feel. The places that may feel warm, the places that are cool, allowing our breath to carry through, bathing them all, bringing our whole system into unity. Into a form of stasis. Balance, awareness, and maybe letting it expand a little bit outside our physical bodies into our energy fields, our auras, as some people call them. Letting it all become smooth as it wants to be. Allowing it. Any rough patches or discomforts we encompass with the smoothness and the permission. The letting it be. There is nothing wrong. It is all present. Held gently in our awareness and our breath. And when we are ready, we become aware of our spark of humanity. Where it is resting or lodging in our body system, in our energy system. Allowing it to be where it is. Greeting it with our attention. Inviting our attention to rest on it and to rest with it. Sensing how our spark responds to that attention. Allowing the spark and the attention to rest together. maybe curled up like puppies. And when we are ready, letting our spark invite our awareness into it and through it, to reach out, to connect with and affirm the spark in another. And see how that feels. And how your spark responds. And then reaching out, maybe to two or three other sparks. Maybe people you're fond of, people you want to feel connected with. People whose sparks you want to affirm and strengthen. Nothing heavy at this point, just gentle. Like warming up exercises before going for a run. And maybe out to a larger group of people with their sparks, through your spark, connecting with their sparks. Avoiding personalities and judgments. Allowing yourself, allowing ourselves, to experience the connection and the affirming. And if there's anybody else, any place else that you feel your spark wanting to connect, this is a good time to do it. Knowing that as you, through your spark, connect with and affirm the spark of another or many others, their sparks are strengthened. And with the strengthening of the sparks, things change. It seems that when the spark is strengthened, the defenses may erode, distortions may be released. We don't need to consider or analyze or articulate or judge what we sense may be the distortions that are being released or that may be released. We just allow ourselves through our sparks to be connecting with and affirming the sparks in these others, and inviting a space that invites the release of the distortions. And foundationally to that, previous to that, the bafflement, which may be clarified with the strengthened spark. Bafflement, it's seeming, may often, maybe even generally, be a response to a fear. And with a strengthened spark, a spark that cannot be extinguished, it cannot be damaged, it cannot be corrupted, you realize that essentially there is nothing to fear. And we accept the fear we experience, or we may have experienced, as being natural, a part of our human existence. And not having the inherent power to baffle us or drive us to distortion. It it seems that the experience of pain may also show up at this level. The bafflement may be in response to pain. And once again, with a strong spark, our awareness and the integrity of the spark. We can simply experience the pain and let it be. And sidestep the habit of moving towards bafflement and distortion, and thus creating defenses. Back with our sparks. Feeling their strength. And their desire to be strong. And claimed. Well claimed. Put to use. We move to the image of roots. Perhaps this is on the same imaginal level as the spark, and perhaps for some of us it isn't. It's a slightly different level, a different dimension. And we can start with the roots. We may feel them growing out of our feet, our elbows, our ears, out into the geology, the soil. The territory in which we are planted. Culturally and socially, ideationally, reaching our roots out through the cracks, creating cracks through the various layers of soil and silt and clay and loam and rock and gravel in all directions. So we are holding the matter in which we are planted, in which we are rooted, and we are also being fed by it or fed through it. Drawing in the nutrition and the nourishment and all the resources we need. to be stable and strong, confident in the claiming of our sparks. And when we feel ready, if we feel ready, we allow ourselves to develop a taproot. Bulging down, rather like a water balloon perhaps. Down, down. Through the layers of experience. Through the layers of the consciousness. Through the layers of the unconscious. Through all the belief systems and habits. If we feel blocked along the way, that's okay. There's always another day to continue this journey. And if we allow ourselves to let that taproot grow deep, we may begin to scent the living water. The aquifer of living truth, living wisdom. Which flows and lives and swirls beneath all reality, beneath all vision, beneath all being. And maybe our taproot is practiced enough, experienced enough, courageous enough to move into that aquifer. And if it isn't, that's okay. The aquifer is there. It's steaming up, its awareness, its invitation, its desirability. Its loving power through all the layers of everything that may intrude on accessing it. So wherever you are in that realm of possibility, let it be. Know that you are being drawn. You're being invited deeper. We're all being invited deeper. And whatever mist or steam or water you draw up through this, through the taproot, drawing it up into yourself, into your heart, into your lens, into your spark, into your being. Stable. Grounded in wisdom. grounded in truth. And then from those ancillary roots, let root hairs develop and reach out like rhizomes in a field of strawberries, moving out to touch the root hairs of the others that are near you. With each touch, feeling how it strengthens and comforts you, and knowing it strengthens and comforts them. Out around through all layers of being, reaching out to people you miss on the planetary level, to people who come to mind, whether they're people you've ever met or heard of or not. Your root hairs touching their root hairs. Weaving in and out. Connecting to the other dimensions. Out perhaps into the galaxy. To the veil we call death. To the mystery we know as birth. Reaching out to connect with and affirm recognizing the community, knowing ourselves embedded in a living community, always available. Enjoying that, exploring that through space and time in any dimensions we care to. And knowing we can always return to this. It is always present. Our awareness can always bring us back to this life of connectedness, of community, of access to wisdom, and of stability. We return to awareness of our sparks, wherever they may be now in our body system. And acknowledging our appreciation of our journeys with them and through them. We come back fully into our physical bodies, into this plane of being, wiggling toes and fingers, shrugging shoulders, perhaps allowing our eyes to open, and allowing ourselves a soft entrance towards the possibility of getting up and stretching and moving and perhaps doing the tree meditation.
For more information, please visit us at sparkofhumanity.net. Thank you.